on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride on this Friday morning as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs taking over. Big Zoo still hanging out. And it's me and you for the next 5 hours through this Friday morning leading into the weekend after some ugly, ugly baseball. And we'll start with the Mets. And make no mistake, the ugly continued even with the Yankees. And we'll get to their victory, snapping their 6-game losing streak. But let's talk about the New York Mets and their 6-game losing streak and where they are now as they head in off this 6-game losing streak into Philadelphia with Zach Wheeler waiting, now tied for first place. A week ago today, the New York Mets were 5.5 up in the division. It is now tied after getting swept by the Atlanta Braves in the building that has been a house of horrors for them against the Brave team that was, 13 games out heading into the series? A Brave team that was struggling, a Brave team that needed this desperately, a Brave team that was had to reassure their fans or anybody else who was asking that they're not trading Chris Sale. That's where the Braves were heading into this 3-game set. And for the New York Mets, you know, I want to start with what we talked about yesterday. I mentioned that me and Fleegs were having a conversation, and we talked about it. And then, oddly enough, Marco just played it in the open with his cuts, where a lot of talk is going to be made about this Met rotation. Even the manager, when asked after the game, in the postgame, you know, 6-game losing streak, you're struggling all over the place. And they are. They're struggling in every department. That's what's so unbelievable. And we'll get to the Yankees. But of both of these teams, through these combined stretches of now just absolute ineptitude of 1-13 between the two teams. One win since last Thursday. It's been ugly on every front. They haven't pitched. They haven't hit. They haven't played defense. They've been terrible on the base paths. The mistakes from the catchers in back-to-back games. It doesn't matter which catcher they play. Terrible, horrible mistakes. Everything you could possibly do to blow a 5-game division lead in a week, the New York Mets have done. But I'm sorry. I know we're going to have a lot of talk about the rotation. And the problem with the Mets is that it feels like they're built on this pitching lab and the rotation. It feels like that. It feels like what has made them special, what has gotten them out to the 5.5-game lead prior to blowing it here over the last week, what has brought them to be the best record in the National League prior to this week, was that them and their pitching lab were pulling rabbits out of their hats and having an incredible rotation really out of thin air. Now, we know Kodai Senga can pitch, and obviously his injury has been a part of this. And we know that David Peterson has had stretches throughout his career, but he found himself last year, and he's continued to be great. But you're, you know, turning Clay Holmes from a failed Yankee closer into this excellent starting pitcher. Griffin Canning, you know, to me, the number one exhibit A of what they've been able to do. And really, over the last 2 years, the Mets have been known for winning. They've been known for OMG and Grimace and all that stuff from last year, too. Great vibes. Lindor's MVP chase last year. Signing Juan Soto, becoming a different team and under new leadership and new ownership. But mainly, they have been built by this pitching lab. And despite that, and despite what we've seen of it faltering here and starting to see its first cracks, the reality is, the reality of how this team is built is that it should be the offense that's carrying this team. What they're doing with the pitching staff is great. What they're able to do, what Stearns and this pitching lab have been able to do, is remarkable. Don't get me wrong. And still, at this point, I'm not telling you that it's doomed for failure, that we've seen the end of the pitching lab, and here it comes. It's been a bad week. It's been a bad week. But this pitching lab, as the manager just said, has carried this team. And we were saying it during their win, at least I was, we were saying it during this entire season, like, this pitching lab and this rotation is carrying the Mets. Because if you look at their offense, while some of the numbers are good, and clearly they have guys having great years, like, you know, Alonso having arguably the best year of his career, though he did nothing in this series, They've been carried by their rotation, and the offense has been bad, particularly with runners in scoring position and just scoring runs. They have not done nearly enough. And now that the pitching lab is cracked, we might focus on it. Even the manager tells you, well, you know, we've got some injuries, and clearly, you know, last night, the high pitch count for Clay Holmes, even though he wasn't terrible, he makes that, you know, he gets that final out instead of walking Bradley. You know, he's got a 5-inning, 1-run game on his hands. Instead, he walks in. Brazoben, who's been great for them all year, starting to falter here. He has a bad game, and suddenly it looks like another terrible start after what we see Griffin Cannon come back to earth, and McGill was bad before the injury. And it's easy to look at the rotation and say, well, that's the difference. The fact is, it might be the difference necessarily, but it's not why they're losing. The main reason they're losing is because this offense isn't good enough right now. They've scored, you know, they scored like one run in their last 23 innings against the Braves. And I know we've been having that conversation around the Yankees, and rightfully so. They didn't score a run for 30 innings, but the Mets went into Atlanta, and I know, you know, they faced good pitching. And I know they jumped out to a 4-run lead in game number one of this series. But despite Peterson walking the leadoff man, and we saw that to be a problem in last night, as obviously multiple innings were started by leadoff walks. But despite the fact that, you know, some of the issues that have hampered this team over this string is that the starting pitching hasn't done a good enough job. Maybe the bullpen hasn't done a good enough job. The offense has done nothing. They're completely shut down on Father's Day by the Tampa Bay Rays. They score 4 runs and then do nothing else to start this series. They have Chris Sale with a couple of opportunities early in that game and then completely get overmatched. And then again, Spencer Strider, who's not been good this year, who's made 6 starts since coming back from Tommy John surgery, is 1-5 with a 5 ERA, has not been all that good, pitched well his last outing against Colorado, but who doesn't? They had multiple opportunities in the first couple innings of this game and then go quietly and meekly the rest of this game. And that's where this is the problem for the New York Mets. This offense has been doing it all year. So yes, there are cracks in the foundation of this pitching lab. And yes, this rotation that has been the best in baseball, doing it with smoke and mirrors, and we're all baffled by how incredible a job they've done. They've also been covering for an offense that hasn't done enough. And that's the main problem. I disagree with the manager. To me, it's not about this rotation. We're going to focus on it because it's been so good. And now, listen, they've got injuries. So Blade Tidwell is going tomorrow against against Zach Wheeler. You've got a 6-game losing streak going into Philadelphia, a surging Phillies team that has made up 5.5 games in a week, throwing their ace on the mound with an opportunity to get back into first place by themselves off of the last time you saw them getting swept. I'm sure they're pissed off and licking their chops at a wounded, struggling Met team coming into Philadelphia, throwing Blade Tidwell for the first game of this series. But at some point, as you watch these games, like, they've played sloppy baseball. They've played ugly on the base paths, defensively, everything you can want. The bullpen, clearly, Brazoban was not good last night. They're unable to hold the lead after a leadoff walk in the eighth from Peterson in the first game of this series. They blow a game against the Tampa Bay Rays to start this whole 6-game losing streak. But it's the offense that continually comes up small. They have done nothing. They scored 1 run in this game. It's on a single from Mauricio, who's looked overmatched at times. Like, it's a lot is happening all at once. And we're going to focus on the rotation. And it's because what it's done is carried and kind of masked the issues of this team. Which by no means, look, the offense, I still believe, can be better. The bottom of it right now has kind of not been as good. You're waiting for guys to come back. I still think that you could get, you know, excellent offense from this team. I don't think it's, I believe they're better than what they've done. But the fact of the matter is they've built this record without scoring enough runs, without being good with runners in scoring position. And you've got, you know, Beatty's injury, Mauricio being a little overmatched. Taylor, McNeil, these guys haven't been quite as good. You know, McNeil's been pretty good, but he's coming back to earth. Soto really hasn't exploded. He got hot there for a stretch, hits the home run to start this series, but pretty much nothing after that. Alonso, after the initial incredibly hot start, has had his moments of up and down. In this series, he was chasing a lot of sliders, and they started to really chase in this game as well. But this Met team, it's not as dramatic or as pronounced as what we saw in the Bronx this week. But they're not scoring runs. They're not doing enough. And the minute this lab cracks, you see the real problem of this team. The offense isn't good enough. It needs to be better. It's capable of better. We'll see, you know, Vientos is coming back. You'd love to see him get on a tear here, but, I mean, that's really the issue with this team. And we go through last night, they had multiple opportunities early in this game to get to a Spencer Strider who struggled all year. And they're unable to do it, and then he finds a groove, and they start chasing. And Clay Holmes, who's been great, and look, there's no doubt about it, Griffin Canning has not been as good as last three or four starts. Clay Holmes has been, you know, pretty good. He walks too many guys tonight. Pitch count goes too high, has an opportunity against a rookie who's having a nice season to get out of a jam and is unable to throw strikes and walks, and we saw the leadoff walks, which kill you, especially from Allen. I mean, that guy, he starts it all off with the leadoff walk in the eighth of the opening game of this series. That's kind of the tone setter for this entire series. And he was very difficult to get out. The Braves played as if they needed the games more, and clearly they do. And it's ugly to lose these six games. It's ugly to lose three to the Rays. It's ugly to come in to the Atlanta Braves, a team that has owned you for forever. You're better than them. You've played better than them. You're way in the head in the division than them. You'd like to make a statement. And you come in and really get your ass kicked. And now you got to turn right back around and go to the real division rival who's caught up on you within a week and made up 5.5 games. They're surging. Throwing their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, at you tonight. And you're, unfortunately, have to throw in Blade Tidwell. So look, there's no doubt that it was never going to be this good for that long with the rotation. Like, we just, it's been amazing. And it's really the first time we're seeing it. Like, if you think about it, since they started playing the excellent baseball they started playing this time last year, it has now been a calendar year since the last time we have really seen this rotation falter. And they're still waiting for guys to come back. You know, we'll see how many more starts Manaea needs before he's back. I think they're doing the right thing with Montas. What are you going to do with him? You got to throw him into the rotation. We'll see. He's been terrible in his rehab assignment, but they need him right now. They don't really have a better option. He's someone they went and gave $17 million a year to. You got to throw him into the rotation and see what happens. But this is the first time in a calendar year that we have really started to see the cracks in this rotation. And if you look at it, like, this is why I was critical of it at the start of the year. A lot of people were critical of it at the start of the year. There's not a lot of guarantees. There just aren't. Especially when Manaea goes down, you've got Senga, and then even Peterson, now I'll give him that he's been a guarantee, but heading into the year, I didn't necessarily feel that way. You're relying on Blackburn, who was bad in this series. You're relying on a reliever in Clay Holmes, who's been good. I'm not going to kill him over last night. Not a great start. You know, can't get out of the fifth inning, walked too many hitters, couldn't get out of the jam, even after he struck out Ozuna looking with a great sinker down, unable to get out of that jam. Brazoban, who's been one of the best relievers they've had all year long, is starting to falter a little bit. And he has a terrible game, gives up the walk as soon as he comes in, and then the next inning allows the big double from Olsen after another leadoff walk in the sixth. But this is the first time that we've seen this rotation really start to falter. And when it does, suddenly the pitching lab has put up a facade over these guys, right? It's not just Griffin Canning. It's not Griffin Canning of the Angels that we've seen struggle throughout the years. It's not Clay Holmes, the reliever that Yankee fans didn't want anywhere near a big situation. It's not, you know, Paul Blackburn, who nobody heard of up until the trade deadline last year. It's not all. It's all of them encapsulated inside the warm, cozy shelter of the Mets pitching lab. And for a year, for an entire season, calendar-wise, it has been able to lift this Met team to a higher level than the offense and the rest of the team should be. It's been incredible. And I'm not saying it's done. I'm not saying that they're going to all suck now and here comes the demise of the New York Mets. It's a six-game stretch. They won six in a row right before it. It's concerning. The offense needs to be better. They are heading into a big Philly series. They've blown a division lead. And there are holes in this team. They are not perfect. But what you're clearly seeing is the aura around a pitching staff built with, you know, paper mache and duct tape, with guys who haven't been good in their previous spots or their previous seasons or whatever, have somehow come together and formed the best rotation in baseball for a full calendar year. And it's been this like protective outer casing around this Met team that has led them to the NLCS last year, to the best record in the National League this year, to a 5.5-game division title. And for the first time, it's starting to crack. And it kind of feels like, much like, you know, a little bit like Judge with the New York Yankees, they are so reliant on this starting rotation that once it falters, they can't do enough with the rest of their team. Everything falters. When Aaron Judge doesn't hit, the entire team can't hit. When the pitching lab falters, it feels like out comes the worst play of the season. Out comes sloppy mistakes from both catchers. Out comes bad base running from a team that hasn't shown bad base running all year. Out comes an offense who continues to not be able to get it done. It's not so much that the pitching lab sucks. It's not so much that this rotation is now doomed. What you're seeing is even if it falters a little bit, it's impacting the rest of the team because they've been in many ways propped up by it. It's been an incredible job. Stearns has done yeoman's work. It's been a remarkable year for an executive putting together a pitching staff that really nobody believed in heading into either season. He's been on fire. But eventually it wasn't going to hold like this. And even if we knew it, even if we said to ourselves in our own reality, like, hey, eventually the pitching won't be this good. There's no way they're going to be this good. There's no way they can be this good. When it actually starts to happen, it's clearly impacted the Mets. And it's brought out the worst in them. It's either brought out the worst in them in making mistakes and playing sloppy baseball, or it's opened our eyes to the realities of an offense that, while a bunch of good hitters in it and some decent underlying numbers, they have not hit with runners in scoring position and they have not done enough in scoring runs. So, like, the pitching lab is the shield, and the shield's got its first cracks in it. But I'm not sure I'm ready to call it the problem of this losing streak. It's opened our eyes to some of the issues this team has and has had while the pitching lab was holding it up. And this offense has got to, we talk about how Judge is the only good hitter on the Yankees whenever it comes up. You've got Lindor, you've got Alonso, you've got Juan Soto. I mean, is it Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani? No, but it's pretty damn good. And they've got to figure out a way to score more runs, be more dominant with their offense, and they're going to have to go into Philly right now and say to themselves, look, we're going to have to find, who knows what Tidwell's going to give it. We're going to have to figure out a way to score some runs off Zach Wheeler. We're going to have to do what we've done against the Phillies in the last handful of years and play really good baseball against them and score some runs and find a way to get to this pitching staff of the Phils and not be so reliant on getting excellent starts every fifth day from guys like Griffin Canning. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Yankees, as obviously they end the six-game losing streak of their own. Still comes with another baffling base-running decision and mistake that this one's arguably the worst yet. But they do hit enough, some home runs. They find a way to get the final game of a four-game set against the Anaheim Angels. And here's something no one said yet. They have now won the season series against the Angels in case of any playoff ramifications. They're still playing crappy baseball. I'm not overly happy with my New York Yankees. And they've blown. Thankfully, Tampa Bay lost last night. The Yankees are now 2.5, 3 games in the loss column ahead of Tampa for their lead in the division. The Mets have completely blown theirs. What a miserable week of baseball, and hopefully it turns around this weekend. 888-808-1019. We got Fanatics Fest tomorrow. We got a game 7 of the NBA Finals. Those pesky Indiana Pacers absolutely roll over the Oklahoma City Thunder. As we force a game 7, the best two words in sports, Sunday night. And we start with your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees, on the miserable baseball we have seen for a full week.